You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 58.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at food. All the time's been moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Hello and welcome to V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark. I really don't feel like doing the dishes, but I love cooking Johnson. And this week's review will be about The Unmanned, Get Your Pick On, by John Whalen and Mike Hawthorne, with two names I can pronounce. Hooray for me. Well, yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know what I really want to talk about before I, get started. Actually, yeah, there is one thing. It's the NBA playoffs, as Jim Mora would say. And I want to break down my little bracket. And if you really aren't interested in the random nonsense or shit that don't have to do about comics, just give my head probably 10 minutes. I try to keep it 5, but there's no news this week. And it's my show. I do what I want. Yeah, so, all right. Something's missing. There we go, that's more like it. Thank you, John Desch. Alright, this is my bracket. And unfortunately, some things that happened before I recorded this will influence my bracket. So let's start off with the boring Eastern Conference. And we have the Cavs versus the Bulls. And I have the Cavs winning 4-1. Won't spend much time on this one, or most of them in general. I think the Bulls can win a game because Derrick Rose is that damn good, and I think Noah won't quit, and there'll be one game where the jump shots are falling because they're a jump shooting team without Ben Gordon, so they'll win a game. Now, the Celtics in Heat. I originally had this as the Celtics winning 4-2 because Dwayne Wade's that damn good, even though he's surrounded by a bunch of Titos. Sorry, Beasley, you're a Tito Jackson. Who is worse, Tito or Jermaine? He might be a Jermaine Jackson. No, I think Tito. I don't even know. But with KG getting suspended for them bows to the head, he could take this to seven because they're not going to win, but the Celtics are old, and they like playing seven games in the playoff series. Now, we got the Hawks and Bucks. Without Bogut, Hawks win easily, 4-1. I think Bucks will win a game. Maybe. It's very hard to sweep, so I don't have any sweeps. Magic Bobcats, for some strange reason. Fuck you, Steven Jackson. But the Bobcats are the, at least for the regular season, were the highest rated defense team. I think it'll be 4-1. And just because there's going to be a night where, besides tonight, where Dwight Howard is in foul trouble and the shots aren't falling. Actually, very similar to tonight, except for Jameer Nelson's damn good first half. Now I give the now let's go on to the Western Conference. The Lakers and the Thunder, all close games this season, with the Thunder only winning one, I believe, in overtime. I originally had 4-2 Lakers, but with Bynum back, and the Lakers apparently can flip a switch. Might be 4-1. Or it might be a sweep. Nah, I don't know. Durant is that. I think the young team will get hot. In the first game, they weren't going to win. Nerves and everything. Durant. Man, I know you had a poor shooting night tonight, Durant. But your major problem is you didn't get out of loose balls. And you got to learn how to rebound better. Now, this is the interesting one. This is the 4-5 matchup between the Nuggets and the Jazz. Originally, I had the Jazz winning 4-2. And that's in spite of Carlos Boozer, because they actually have Millsap, and an AK-47 may come back, but who knows. But then the Nuggets, they have home court, but they're without their coach and Kenyon Martin. But now the Jazz has lost the core. So, I think it'll be the Nuggets now. Nuggets in six. I had Jazz in six. Well, if it goes to seven, I don't know. Jazz is a terrible road team. Can the Nuggets win, do you think? It doesn't matter. Whoever wins is going to lose the next. I originally had Jazz in six, so whatever. Whoever is going to lose to the Lakers next. Okay, so for this one, the game I'm missing right now is the Suns and Blazers. I don't care if the Blazers won the series 3-1 without Roy. And they're the second most injured team next to the Warriors. But without Roy, they're not going to beat the Suns. Even though I think the key for the Suns is getting Lopez back, which I don't know when he'll come back or how healthy he'll be. And the Blazers are also a young team. Suns 4-2. Now, the game I just saw is the Spurs and Mavs. And while the Spurs have owned the Suns over the years, the Mavs have owned the Spurs over the years. Unfortunately, the Warriors have owned the Mavs and the Heat owned the Mavs. So, no ring for them. Spurs are old, and with Mavs' recent trade, they have a lot of toughness. I like the Mavs in six. I'm being generous there, because really, they might be in five. So, back to the Eastern Conference. We have the Cavs and Celtics. I don't know how. No one's going to stop LeBron. They're all like 50 years old. Will it be a No. I think the Celtics will win a game, just because if not, KG will hurt you. And Doc Brown's a far better coach than Mike Brown. Yeah, or there'll be a game. That game will be close, and it'll be 1-on-5. It never works. And then the ball, just, I don't care how lucky you got against the Magic. So, Cavs in 5. Now, the Hawks, Magic. Yeah, Hawks, good, young, upcoming team. What are they missing? They even have low post presence, but Magic. The Hawks is like a mini Magic team. But they don't really have any superstars except for Joe Johnson. I like Josh Smith. I like that one guy. Who was that? Horford? Saza Zabuya? Whatever the fuck is that? I can't even name the people. Really? Jamal Crawford? Magic in 5. Now this series, I don't care who the Lakers play. They're going to win in 6. Because, yeah, I don't know. Well, if they play the Jazz, obviously Williams is better at the point. Yeah, no one could guard him. Millsap, despite his size, I think he'll rebound and defend. There's no Boozer, no Okor. So if they play the Jazz, actually they might lose in 5. Because they no longer have a front line. However, if the Lakers play the Nuggets, they'll win in 6. Just because, even with, because Martin won't be 100%, but they have matched the front line. Billups is slightly, well, he's better than Fisher. Who's going to start? Kobe? It depends. Well, with their coach, I would say the Nuggets could beat him, and if they were healthy, but no. So, Lakers in 6, or Lakers in 5, depending on, Lakers in 5 against the Jazz, Lakers in 6 against the Nuggets. Now the Suns, Mavs, really good series. I actually think the Suns can pull it off, but I don't believe the Suns will pull it off. I actually think this is the Mavs quote unquote year. So, especially, I don't know, I don't think they'll have a Lopez back. No center, Mari can't play center. Although, then the Suns finally do have a backup for Steve Nash. Instead of playing 6 guys, they actually play a standard of 8 in the rotation. I think it'll still be a good series, just because they know each other so well. Mavs in 7. Now let's get to the good stuff. So we got the Cavs and the Magics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Lakers and Mavs in the Western Conference Finals. Let's start with the East side. So, last year, the Magic basically handed the Cavs their ass, with the exception of a few lucky shots from LeBron. Cavs made a trade for Shaq specifically to deal with Howard. I don't care how good Shaq looked the first game. That was one fucking game after sitting for like a month or two or something. And they got rid of their smaller guys for like JJ Hickson and Leon Pau, as we call them around here in the Bay. However, all that said and done, I still think the Magic's a better team and will win in 7. Ooh, you like that, huh? Ooh, shocker. Sorry, LeBron. What the hell, LeBron? Now the Lakers and Mavs. I think the Mavs will have been tested better. And the Dirkus Circus. Like, no one's gonna guard the Dirkus Circus. I mean, no one can guard Kobe. But at least he doesn't have the size advantage. They can make him work. Two old point guards. Kind of a wash. I actually like Haywood to stop either Powell or Bynum. And who's the two guard? Marion will guard Kobe. But then you also have Jason Terry. Lakers really don't have a bench except for Odom. And you got Artest, who's pitiful shooting numbers this year. Well, that said and done, I like the Mavs in 7. Oh, the Mavs. So for the finals, we have the Magic and the Mavericks. I actually think, even if I'm completely wrong with this bracket, that the winner will come out of the East, just because let's be honest, it's coming down to the Cavs or Magic. The Bobcats, the Bulls, the Celtics, the Hawks, they're playing a bunch of fucking scrubs. Whereas all the 50 win teams are in the West, and 2 through 7 are pretty much the same. So, if the Mavs or the Lakers make it to the finals, they're going to be beat up. They're going to be battle tested. But so is the winner of the Cavs Magic final. They're going to be battle tested. Specifically, they're playing against the best player. I have the Mavs going to the finals. They're going to be battle tested. They're going to be worn out more so than the Magic. Magic in 6. Woohoo! Go Magic! That's Go Ninja. Ah, well. Alright, enough NBA talk. Kill the John Tesh music. Let's get to the review!
And now it's time for the rundown.
I think I just made a word up there. So like I said, I want to get this over with because the playoffs are on. And I got dishes to wash. The Unman, Get Your Freak On by John Whalen and Mike Hawthorne. Now this book, I never would have known about it. It was recommended to me by Mick Run 7 Ran. I don't know. Who's an Irish dude living in Shanghai? That's got to be interesting. He didn't recommend me Get Your Freak On. He recommended me the second volume of Children of Paradox, because it has some freaky shit in it, and I like freaky shit, apparently. Dude, that's strange. Why would I read the second volume without reading the first? Why? You could have just said, read both of them, or all of them. I'm not sure how many there are. So, excited to read Get Your Freak On, and my next order, barring how big my order is, I'll order the second one. Considering I'm still using a stack to prop my mic up, it's going to be a while, though. I want to get my bonus in a couple months. Alright, so, Get Your Freak On! Get Your Freak On! I apologize for that. What happened to Missy Elliott? Come on! I used to like it. Like her. No, she. Take it to me now. Holla! Me in my hand in my Jeep. Boo! Meep, meep. I don't even remember the words. I just remember the sound effects. And so in Aberrance, USA, which I guess is supposed to be like a Indian reservation, but for freakazoids, because it was founded by the mutants. But it's run by a corporation. whose name I'm not entirely sure is mentioned. No, the Un Corporation? I don't remember. You think I would have written that down. And then they perform for audiences. It's like a tourist town with freaks and stuff. And it's investigated by a government agent called... Oh my god. Did I not write that down? Hold on here. Call Yannis. Apparently I did not. Alright. Graves. Graves? No. How's that? Now how's that not right? That doesn't sound right. Okay. Phineas. His first name is Phineas, which you don't learn till the end. His last name, Agent something or another. Ha! Agent Killcrop. Fuck. Agent Killcrop, who is an albino, goes to investigate a death of one of their freaks. And then he finds some weird shit going on. There's an angel, literally, or chick with wings. Oh my god, what's her name too? I'm blanking out today, man. I just recorded Nico. Her name is Nico. I just recorded an episode with Sean Pryor, PKD Media. Yeah, and then... Okay, so the Un Corporation, I believe is what it's called. They want to do a reality show. Some crazed doctor. Didn't write that down either. It's crazed doc. This is terrible. I'm half-assing it this episode more so than normal. They want to do this crazy reality show, but there's this like quote-unquote rebellion, and then the original guy Kane probably comes back, and he's like the Blob, not the Blob from the X-Men, but the Blob from that horror movie that eats people, and. Yeah, they kill him, and it turns out that Killcrop, or the Dr. Krannis, whatever, knows the doctor for some strange reason. Wah, 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 wah. I'm sorry, people, that was a horrible synopsis. But from, here's my review, I did write some notes. So, according to the intro by Len Wein, the Unmen originally appeared in his run of The Swamp Thing. Since I have not read it or barely remember the TV show, except that it was awesome and had excellent real special effects, the Unmen were new to me. And in reading it, I got a very 1950 B-film noirish feeling to it. But it takes place in the present day. Because there are cell phones and shit, and they're doing a reality TV show. That's gotta be gruesome, but I would watch it. Because I watch Fresh Meat. That's a good show. I think after that it would be Jersey Shore 2. Now, it didn't feel like it took place in the present day. And it wasn't because of the mystery plot. Or... what the city looked like, because it did look modern, but there was still a lack of technology, as there is everywhere nowadays. Hell, I'm watching the NBA games on my computer, illegally streaming it, because I don't have cable. It's like magic, man. Yeah, so I'm not sure if I would have liked it more, or if it would have worked better if it took place in the past. I honestly don't know. It might have worked better. I think they could have made it more in the carnival. That would have been cool. Yeah. Because at least back... they didn't really try to explain the mutation stuff or the fact that Yannis Jr. got brought back to life with some strange compound. They didn't get too scientific on it, but it might have worked better. That's the one thing I miss about stuff. He didn't really explain stuff. Now, in reading the Unmen, it reminded me of the X-Men, but not just because instead of an X, there's an And one of the things I like, or liked, I'm not sure if they're around. Are they around anymore? After M-Day? Yeah, I don't know. I like the Morlocks. Because, I mean, the majority of the X-Men were just too damn hot. Alright? Yeah, it was comic books, right? But even Rogue, my favorite chick, she didn't start out all hot, right? Anyways, they're like genetic mishaps would be more mishappy looking. It's not even a word. Rather than attractive people who have to wear ruby glasses or have white hair or nothing in the case of Jean. And she's dead for now. But when you listen to this, maybe she'll be back. Who knows? The Unmen are like the Morlocks, but they're way more freaky looking. And they don't have powers. Well, they kind of do. Because there's the one dude, I think the security guy has like six arms. That would be cool for security, right? And if given a chance, if I could do that, because they do brush upon the topic of, maybe we could work. I think they gave Nico the wings, or they worked on her. She only has one arm. I hope they explore that idea more. Like, if you can genetically, it's not like Gattaca, where you want to make the people perfect and look the same and blah blah blah, act the same, but where you could do stuff. If I had an extra eye, if I had an extra arm, that'd be awesome. If I had an extra leg, no, maybe not that, but yeah. So, I would like to see them explore that. That would make my life a hell of a lot easier. Now, the whole Giannis versus Giannis Jr. thing, Giannis is the rich old white guy on the board, or in charge of the company. Now, his son is grafted. This is weird, right? It would be nice if they explained this. But it's not sure whether. But his son is on his back. Like, how did that happen? Unless he put him there. It's weird. And his son's, like, responsible for the death, by the way. But it reminded me of an old Tales from the Crypt episode. Bear with me. I do have to get those all on DVD one day. There was this famous ventriloquist, and this one guy wanted him to teach him and was jealous of him. And then he was like, nah, I can't teach you. And he's like, why not? No, why not? And then he kills him. And then he finds out that his hand, like, was actually the dummy part. It was alive, kind of like this whole Giannis Junior thing. And then he makes a deal with the hand little dude. And then he's going, okay, that's a deal. And then he tries to do the puppet thing, but the little dude grafts himself onto him. And yeah, during the show, he's like, a lot of screaming at the end. It's a good episode, actually. Freaky. That's what that reminded me of. You know what took me a while, though? It took me a while to notice that Nico only had one arm. She's hot. Doesn't bother me. Has to be a hot love interest, right? But it's not like it was pronounced. I mean, you don't notice someone missing an arm. You notice someone, well, who's attractive. You notice, like, the wings. You're like, you got wings! And it's not like they made an effort to point out that she only had one arm. So, whatever. Now, surprisingly, I started to get into the mystery and enjoyed it. However, towards the end of the book, it got all action-y, and I got kind of out of it. There was guns and fighting and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it didn't help that. I understand this now, but action is you're supposed to speed things up. But maybe it's just comic books. The action, unless it takes place over a whole trade or something, like Preacher Warren's son, it feels all rushed, right? If it's only part of the trade. Unless the trade's, like, really fucking big or something. And it didn't make much sense. And I didn't have any vested interest in Kane and his rising. There wasn't, Like, there could have been a flashback. I know the characters told, like, oh, Cain and what happened to him, like, a page or two. But I just didn't feel for Cain. He comes at the end and he goes all crazy and he's trying to kill people. And you're like, oh, Cain. That's great. And then, yeah. I don't care who lived or who died. That was my main problem. Even with Killcrop. Despite that it took place with him, he seemed kind of robotic. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe he's supposed to be that way because he's a federal agent, so who knows? Whoever got the most time was Doctor. Nico got little, and then Yanis. Yeah, it's like Yanis and Dr. Cranus, whatever show. Which was really weird, dude. Yeah. That guy was like Krang. Yeah, it was like Krang. Yeah, he was Krang. Dr. Cranus was Krang. Maybe that's where he got the idea from. But if you look at it, they brought up a point. Like, he had to eat. And, like, where does it go? And he ate some weird shit. It's like, yeah, Krang. Where does it go? In the suit? I don't know. Now, I did like the book. Or the ending. I will buy the next book. Because of the mystery. Now, there's another trade out on InStock Trades where you can save up to 37% off and have free shipping for orders over $50. But I don't know if it went past that. If it was canceled. Because I have not heard anything with this. Or if this was one of those... I don't believe it was. This is one of those 12-issue runs. Because it says on the back... let's see. It says ongoing Vertigo series. But... it might have been ongoing, canceled really quickly series. I think this came out in 2008. So I'm curious to see the next trade, and I will buy it as soon as my bonus comes or the stack of trade dwindles. One of the two. On my Mark Critic for this episode, I give it a 4 out of 5. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I gotta go watch the rest of the playoffs today. I hope you enjoyed my breakdown. If you win lots of money in Vegas, please donate. PayPal me or something. Nah, I'm just kidding. You could leave me some feedback on iTunes or on the forums or email me. Those I always do like. Next week's pick will be Fables 1001 Nights in Snowfall. Questions, comments, suggestions, sports odds, how's your bracket go? I don't know, whatever. How's your fantasy league? Email me at vertigocast@gmail.com or go to thecomicforums.com. See what's coming up. Go to the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. Follow me on Twitter at hellsfire. And remember, you can't lose what you don't put in the middle, but you can't win much either.